this story. When you get to see him again, Sunday, this next Sunday, at least one more time this NFL postseason, maybe more, he is Nick Lowrey, the man who booted Joe Montana into the playoffs, kicker for the thus far indomitable Kansas City Chiefs. Nick closed out the season before this as the most accurate field goal kicker in NFL history. He's 80.1% lifetime. This season, he kicked 7 out of every 8, and maybe this year, the Super Bowl. But those who know Nick Lowrey still marvel, because despite his distinguished pro football career, the fire one most often associates with up-and-comers is still burning, still inspiring him, and the reason is the rest of the story. Nick's typical work week is a grueling one for any athlete at any level of athletic endeavor. Monday, Nick lifts weights, lower body and upper body. But you're a kicker, buddies keep telling him still. He pumps it all, and he runs hills for conditioning. Tuesdays, the stressed muscles regenerate. Wednesday, Nick does sprints and light kicking all day. Thursday, that's the big kicking workout. Begins with at least 10 kickoffs, then field goals, 50, maybe 60, maybe more. Friday and Saturday, special teams practice. And Sunday is game day. Time to save that leg? No. No, Nick is out there booting him all over the place that morning. Just can't let up, you see. Gotta keep pushing. Gotta keep pushing, as though somebody is chasing Nick and catching up, which in reality nobody is. So what's he trying for? Some kind of a record? Nick Lowrey has most of those. 1980, he bangs out the Chiefs' longest ever field goal, 57 yards. 1981, he's place kicker for the AFC Pro Bowl team. By the way, Nick's field goal won that game, a 23-yarder with 3 seconds on the clock. 1983, he nails the Chiefs' record for field goal completion for the second straight season. He will do it again in 85 and again in 90. Long story short, after 15 seasons in the NFL, Nick Lowrey owns or shares 3 league records and 18 Chiefs records, and he's been to the Pro Bowl 3 times. In this last season, the only field goal Nick missed was one deflected by the uprights. But there's a fire under Nick Lowrey, and it never stops smoldering, and sometimes it's a raging inferno. For if Nick keeps looking over his shoulder, it's because the last thing he saw behind him he never, ever wants to see again. It's an ugly, ugly memory of the failure that almost was. For you see, after college, before the Chiefs, this man, who would one day be named as the most accurate field goal kicker in all NFL history, this man tried out for 8 different NFL teams, 11 separate tryouts. He was cut every single time. He tried out 11 times for 8 teams and was deemed every time not good enough. Now you know the rest of the story.